All right, sir.
Okay, grab my car keys. How the heck are you? Doing pretty darn good. How about
yourself? Let's just grab a beer and roll right into it here, huh?
Like usual.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's been a week. I know we say that every week. You must just be swamped with the week of nice weather.
Oh, man, it's awesome. We are so busy, and we're rolling into summertime. It's just great. So this is what we live for in Wisconsin. Cheers.
Cheers. What's your temperature cutoff point when you just leave the doors down and leave the air on?
Well, usually Steph lets me know.
When it starts getting a little steamy by the pizza oven?
Yeah. I would say if we hit 90, then we put the doors down. Like, we had that day where it was like, I think it was 90. It was close to 90.
Yeah.
So we kept them down, that day. But I would say 85 or less, they're open.
They're open. Nice.
And especially, you know, what's great about this stretch we've had is, you know, that gosh darn humidity, it just hasn't shown up yet, you know?
Thank goodness. I love it. I even heard this weekend with warmer temps, it's not going to be as humid.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's great. A lot of fun things happening here, too. We got, you know, hopefully the weather, we'll see what the weather happens, but summer concert series downtown, Rising Phoenix tonight, Wisconsin's 80s party band.
Mm-hmm. You have your beer on tap.
We have our beer. Yeah, of course, Blood Blonde and Red House Ale over at the beer trailer there. We have live music tomorrow night with Dan and Al, two of our local favorite musicians. You know, Dan does the best version of Gordon Lightfoot's
Sundown, or
no? Well, he does that one, which is awesome too. But the Edmund Fitzgerald.
His version
is actually better, in my opinion, than Gordon Lightfoot's. I mean, he's that good. So, if anybody out there hasn't seen Dan Broxma play or Al Munchau, come on down tomorrow night. They start at 5, and they always put on a great show.
I love the version by Gordon himself, live in Reno 2001. It'll just give you chills.
Really?
It's beautiful, yeah.
Well, you know, what's interesting, if you listen to the studio version, it's a little faster.
Yes.
And so what I like about Dan's version is he slows it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that going. We're in full putt-putt league for summertime here now. So we had the third week.
Membership dues coming up.
Yeah, I wish. You know. it's Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, free to play. Come as you are, flip-flops, T-shirts, no shirts, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Putter, no putter. You know, we have putters. And it's just a great group. We have an awesome league this year. I think Wednesday night we had about 20 people on the putting
group.
Yeah, so it's a good crowd, and they're all like just easy going. We're just there to have fun, but we had every week we do a different theme or contest. So are you familiar with stymie golf?
No, I've never.
So
heard
I know
of
you're
it.
you're not a huge golfer, right?
Right. More of a beverage cart.
Right. Yeah. You're
myself.
The beverage cart.
Cigars
driver.
And the
yes. Yeah. You're kind of to golf what I am to hunting. I'm more of the beer and the cribbage kind of mm-hmm. hunter. Yeah. So anyway, stymie golf was back in the day. You know, we're talking 1900. I don't know, but early 1900s, 1800s, maybe 1920s. You weren't allowed to mark your ball on the green.
Okay.
Nowadays, you hit on the green, you mark the ball. If you're in someone's line, you even move the marker out of the way. Well, stymie golf is, they used to not mark any balls, and you always have, whoever is farthest from the hole always has to putt first. So if there's a ball in your way, you're kind of SOL.
It's like the opposite of best ball.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So we played stymie golf, and we had 16 golf balls on each hole, and it was like playing billiards. I mean,
no kidding. Yeah, it was like a pool table.
It was awesome. So we had that going on. So that's Wednesday nights. Trivia nights are rocking and rolling. And then, let's see, we got Friday night bingo. It'll be the third Friday this month coming up. So that was a big hit in May, so we're going to keep that going.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Anyone throwing a club yet out on the green?
No. Well, you
close.
Know.
Close.
Close, yeah. You know what's actually is we get those little kids out there.
Oh, yeah.
They have fun. You know, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
But, Another cool thing coming up, I got to put a plug. Our friends at the Fin and Feather, yep. which I know you you
we
like to bring your boat up there.
There on Sunday of yeah. last week. Yeah.
So we're working on finalizing the details, but looks like June 28th, that's Sunday, we're going to do a KBC Fin and Feather VIP experience. And really? We've got a live band on their riverboat or showboat.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So you can get tickets at the Fin and Feather June 28th. It's a Sunday afternoon. I already dialed it up. The weather's going to be 80 and sunny, you know, so it's going to be perfect.
Graduation party that you day. Do. I am so upset.
You
right
might want to skip the graduation.
I think we'll go, what time is it?
I think it doesn't start till like 1 o'clock. I think.
Ooh, I may so be able to sneak out early yeah. enough. That would be fun.
Yeah. So that's check Fin and Feather, and then check our website and Facebook. We'll be promoting that.
Very cool. That's fun. That's like going out on the escapade on Green Lake.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So, and this will be the first time we've been on that one. So I'm excited. Marie and I actually convinced the Blue Eyed Blonde to do this one with me. So
there
it'll be
go.
The two of us. And then they got a great band lined up. This month, Festival Foods is our vendor of the month.
Okay.
So, if you buy any beer at Festival Foods in Fond du Lac or Oshkosh, bring your six pack down to the brewery and you can win a merch pack.
Sure, when they put the orange sticker on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll have to get some Festival Foods stickers
there you go,
and
yeah.
stick.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to a friend of ours in Berlin.
Okay.
After 52 years in business, his last night behind the bar will be Saturday night.
Wow.
Jeff Bending at Jeff's on the Square.
Yeah.
So
52
years
that
in the same
cool.
location
yeah.
in Berlin.
That's
and,
so awesome.
It is.
Are you going to go Saturday night?
Saturday is my birthday. You never know.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Might be out touring. You never know
yeah,
where I'll be.
I like it.
I don't want to give up all my secrets.
Right. Yeah.
But I just wanted to congratulate him and the family. And
that's
a
great
big deal.
Speaking of shout outs, I got to give a shout out. Our friends over at the McCann River Outfitters,
sure,
Michelle yep. and the gang, I snuck out the other day and
for a bag of ice.
Don't tell anybody, you know. I happened to find myself on the McCann River
ooh.
With the canoes and some Knuth beer.
There you
and,
go.
And they did a great job. Those guys, if you've never done their canoe trips out there, the weather's beautiful right now. The river's great.
Oh yeah.
The
current slowed down. From
yeah,
the
it's not
spring.
Too fast. Yep. So they drive you up and then you float down and then they pick you up and then you can of course get some Knuth brews and some great food.
How long
afterwards.
Of a trip typically? Is
Two 3 hours depends
oh,
on
nice.
How fast. But you can. I was looking. You can arrange like full day trips or even overnight trips, according to their website,
because sure.
they have those rustic cabins.
Right.
So you can just stay right there, which is really cool. We did that a number of years ago. Stayed in one of those cabins. It's awesome.
Very cool. So again, your riverboat cruise is June 28th.
June 28th.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that obviously before it gets
yeah.
here.
All right.
Contact info.
7485188. Dan and Al tomorrow night 5 to 8.